Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Now then, about this 15-sided nut, I've lost off my vacuum cleaner. I shan't keep you long. At least I shan't if somebody promises to let me have a 15-sided nut. One of you has got one somewhere, and if Robin doesn't get his paws on it, Robin is just going to keep talking. I'll bore the boots off you if one of you doesn't hand over. And you needn't think turning the volume down will do any good, because I'll shout. When roused, Boyle can be noisier than a beetle, so watch it.
Mr. Boyle, I do have a rather important meeting with a crew of Troutbridge. Mm-hmm. Could you leave this until later?
No, certainly not. Turn out your pockets.
What?
Yes, come on. Now, let's see. Old bus ticket, picture of Mrs. Povey, bit of string and tuppence. Right. You're excused. Next.
Now, look here.
No, turn out your pockets. Right. Grubby hanky, bunch of keys, a whistle, bit of cake.
Oh, yes. I didn't like it, so I...
Yes. Well, next.
Don't bother.
Here you are.
Ah!
A 15-sided nut. I knew one of you would have one.
Now, can we get on with my meeting? It is urgent.
Why, oh, certainly, Captain Povey. A 15-sided nut. A trap!
Boyle wins again.
Yes. He doesn't, you know. That nut's only got 14 sides.
And I've asked you to come round to my office this morning, gentlemen, because it's pretty obvious that you don't know what you've got coming to you.
Well, we're not that inquisitive, actually.
No. Whatever it takes, sir, we'd rather it came as a nasty surprise.
It concerns next Thursday, gentlemen.
Thursday? Next Thursday?
That's what I said.
Oh, what a shame. I shan't be here.
Why not? Where are you going?
I don't know yet, but I've got between now and next Thursday to think of somewhere.
Don't bother, Chief. None of you are going anywhere. You'll all be aboard receiving your guests.
Eh?
What? Pardon? What? Pardon?
Eh?
Next Thursday, gentlemen. It's Troutbridge's turn to be at home to your friends and relatives. It's open day.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you'd be pleased.
Rummy. We've only just got the ship right from last open day.
He's right, sir. We can't have all those civilians clambering all over the ship again. They eat all the time. And for months afterwards, every time we sit down, we keep getting chocolate and jam all over our trousers.
Yes, and when they're not asking silly questions, they carve their initials on everything with that horrible little penknife.
Yes, and initials are not all they carve. We had to have a new wardroom door because we couldn't get rid of one message from the Anglo-Saxons.
Quite. Although, as the message was directed at the officers, I have my suspicions about that one.
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Nothing, Chief. Just that whoever did carve that succinct opinion couldn't spell in Anglo-Saxon either.
Gentlemen, please. All this is your affair. You will all send out your invitations to your relatives immediately.
Oh, and Pertwee.
There's just one invitation each. So, kindly confine yourself to one of the less disreputable members of your family.
Cool. That's going to be a jolly tricky choice.
Yes, it was news to me that there were any Pertwees who weren't disreputable.
Well, that's it then, isn't it? In the interests of the service, I shall just try to forget what's been said. We'll take time for the wounds to heal. But as one who is dedicated to the crown, one must sailor on. One must.
Oh, dear, I think one is going to keep it up.
One most certainly is. Unless, of course, one is allowed to invite more than one of one's disreputable relatives.
Ah, yes, I thought that was it.
It's all right to shut one up. You can invite more than one, but not the whole flaming lot. Please, Chief.
Just you leave it to me, sir. There's nothing like having a crowd of Pertwees about to make things go.
You've never said a truer word.
Yeah, last time is one of our sea boats and every movable fitting.
Oh, shut up, the lot of you, and get back to your ship. I'll be over later to inspect her. She's got to be in perfect order for next Thursday, understood?
Aye, aye, sir. We'll do our best.
Soup? Where are you, Soup? Come to Fat Sue's scrubbing brush. Soup. I know you're in this bucket somewhere. Johnson.
Yes.
What are you going right off about all in your tot?
My rotten soap's been a rotten. It slipped through me little paw and fell in me bucket of water. Now I can't see it for frock and suds.
Well, look, don't waste time. Chuck that lot over the side and get a new bit from the store.
Oh, Ty, you sure that's all right?
Yes, of course it is. You signed for it. You've lost it, so you can pay for it. It's simple.
Thanks, Lee.
Soap,
where are you, Soap?
Never mind, forget it. Ah, then, Judson. Look, who are you inviting for HMS Trout when she's at home?
Me? Oh, I've invited my mum Min, of course. Yeah. We're related, you see.
Your mum Min?
Yeah.
She's actually coming here?
Yeah. And I'm going to ask her to bring another bar of soap with her and all. Lovely quality, my mum Min soap, you know. It's car soap.
Car soap?
Yeah. Used to be carbolic, but half of it melted.
I see. Yes. Well, one more like that, and your mum Min needn't bother to come because there'll be no relative here for her to visit.
Ooh, sorry, pardon, Chief.
Grantly. Reluctantly. Now then. Look, this is the time when Chief Petty Officer Pertwee balances his books for the year. This is where the civilians really find out what it costs to maintain the armed services.
They're going to get done rotten, ain't they?
With any luck at all, yes. Look, certain standing orders are about to be countermanded. Able Seaman Johnson kindly take note.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Opportunity for nicking must be made available. So as from noon until dusk on Thursday next, the following orders will be observed.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Item 1, store's door. Locks marked 1 to 5 will at all times remain in the off position.
Righty.
Bolts number 1 to 14 will not be shot through.
Righty.
Chains, burglar-proof, top, bottom and centre, will not be affixed but remain swinging about in a non-challenged position.
Righty.
Password for the day, open sesame and pass friend, whoever you are, and help yourself.
You'll get rumbled one of these years, you know. Eventually, their rollicking lordships are going to wonder why Tratebridge is the only ship in the Navy which invites half of Pentonville and Dartmoor to her at-home day.
Yeah, well, until they do, we're carrying on with business as usual, all right? Look, now, there's a small matter of 122 blankets to be accounted for.
Eh?
You just obey CPO Pertwee's instructions and we'll both be in the clear.
Yeah. Both? I never signed for nothing.
Oh, now, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You see, Johnson, friend, comrade, shipmate, pal of mine.
Yeah?
There have been times when I realised, out of the kindness of my heart, how busy you were.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, not wanting to disturb you, I found out a little something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I found out that it's flaming easy to forge your signature over a seat. I did.
You're a rotten, ain't you?
The dirty stinking rotten, ain't you? If dirty stinking rotten were 2 foot high, you'd be 6 foot ten, you would.
That's what then.
Now, don't you know Johnson me, because now Johnson doesn't chat to dirty stinking rottens, and you're a dirty stinking rotten. Rottens don't come any dirtier, or any stinkier. You're an absolutely first class, top drawer, dirty stinking rotten.
Granted. Now, cease scrubbing and get polishing. Everything's got to be sprawny by the time the top brass and your mum men turn up to have a butcher's at us.
It won't be long now, sir. The vast hordes will soon be appearing over the horizon.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I suppose Chief Petty Officer Pertwee has swung into action with Operation Balance Sheet.
Rather, sir. Practically everything on the ship has a little notice saying, please take one.
A better thought would have been, all you can carry, you can keep.
That's a bit dangerous, sir. I mean, I've never seen a frigate on the back of a lorry, but if anyone could do it, Pertwee's could.
Well, I suppose if things vanish, it's none of our business, really.
Quite.
Oh, that reminds me, there is one question I want to ask you.
Yes, sir?
It's nothing to do with me, of course, but which relative have you asked?
Well, sir, agreeing with you that it's nothing to do with you. I've asked my sister.
Your sister?
Yes.
I didn't know you had a sister.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Letitia.
Pardon?
Letitia.
Bless you.
I wasn't sneezing, actually. That's her name.
Look, bless you.
No, Letitia.
Oh, I see, Letitia.
Incidentally, sir, which of your relatives have you invited?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, just the one.
Yes, but which one, sir?
If you must know, my brother,
yes.
Gervais Whittington.
Turn again? What?
My brother, Gervais Whittington. He's an MP.
Well, with a name like that, I suppose he had to be, really. I mean, a chap called Gervais Whittington Murray could hardly work in a supermarket.
I don't see why not.
Why, it just doesn't go with trading stamps, does it?
I say, I suppose
your middle name isn't Whittington as well, is it?
Certainly not.
What is it, then?
Immaterial.
I like it. Stephen Immaterial Murray.
No, I mean it doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. So go on. Don't be a spoilsport. What is it, sir?
Well,
Yes.
It's,
go on, sir.
It's Butterfield.
It's what?
Stephen Butterfield Murray.
Lovely. I say, Whittington and Butterfield. You sound like a firm of solicitors.
Well, Letitia and Leslie sounds like a couple of tap dancers. Now you're just being rude.
Butterfield.
Now look here. Bridge, Butterfield, number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein chat in. Horrible looking mob approaching from the dock gate, sir.
Oh, dear. Our visitors, I presume.
Yes, sir. If we put to sea at once, sir, we could just dodge them.
No, I'm afraid not, Goldstein. I'm afraid not. We shall have to let them aboard.
Oh, well. Hard luck, trousers. Here comes another load of jam, toffee, chocolate and sticky buns.
Keep moving, ladies and gents, please. There's plenty of room on top. There's no need to shove. Ah! What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. Have you got an hanky? I'll wipe it off. Be a bit sticky for a day or two, but we'll get the worst off, eh?
What was it?
A chocolate eclair.
Oh, me, the ultimate deterrent. Never brought them in their nasty little paper bags before. Come on, keep moving, ladies and gents, please.
Oh, good morning, and all that sort of thing. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, was it?
It is, Lieutenant Queeg, sir, yes.
I thought it was, yes. I never forget a face, if I've seen it before, that is. It's not that I have a particularly good memory, you understand. It's just that, as engineering officer, I'm stuck down in that engine room with all the engines and mechanical gubbins, or whatever stuff is called down there. It's all a complete mystery to me, but we seem to get by. Yes, at least we have up to now. And that's a mystery to me as well, now I come to think of it.
Yes.
And I have come to think of it. Where was I?
Never forget in a fight, sir.
Oh, yes. I wanted to see you about something, I'm sure. I'm quite positive. And that's the whole point of this ridiculous conversation. You wouldn't by any chance care to give me some sort of rough hint as to what it was about, I suppose. No, you wouldn't, would you? I mean, it might save us both an enormous amount of time.
Look, sir, how can I possibly...
Usually, the young lad who knows all about the mechanical gubbins or whatever that stuff is down in the engine room, usually he jogs my memory on these occasions, but to tell you the truth, he's been a bit involved this morning, as you might say. All those onions in the stew last night, I mean, they seem to have proved a sight too powerful for the lad. Having a second helping has given him a very real problem. I doubt if anyone has seen him for more than a couple of minutes at a time since he got up. Mind you, he got up incredibly early. I mean, I'm an early riser myself, and I was just going to bed. However...
Mr. Queeg, sir, what was it that you wanted?
I was coming to that. It's these visitors, you see. I was wondering if you'd seen my... my sister come aboard, this frigate or whatever it's called, as yet.
Your sister, sir? What does she look like?
Me.
Yes, I suppose she would.
Mm.
Now, I can't say that I've seen the lady.
Oh, well, if you can't, you can't. But, I mean, you'll bear it in mind, won't you?
Nice to meet you, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Pertwee, yes. You do this full time, I take it, do you? sort of stand the boat like this.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Good day.
Morning.
Morning. Is it really hotel time?
Good morning.
Yes, and Jones, he will now spend a 45 minutes trying to work out what the Drake's drum that was all about. Right, this way, ladies and gents, please, come on.
Ah, there you are, Bertie. Is everything going nicely?
Well, what was left, most of it's already...
Good morning, Captain Povey, said
I see you brought your good lady with you, sir.
Who?
What, our little fellow? Oh,
this is Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, my love.
Oh.
Oh?
That's what I said. Oh. This is hard little time, nor the place to bring it up, and I'd be the last person to put a damper on your little party, but at some future date, you'll report to me and explain.
Explain what?
Explain why it is you continually cause my dear husband to work late at the office and make him miss his delicious Ramona coffee.
Me? He's never had to stay late through me.
Quite a moment. Some other time, as you say, my love.
No, but when have you ever had to speak?
leave it.
Yes, but she says
yes. Never mind.
But I do mind, sir. I've never made you...
Here,
sir. You haven't been telling your good lady that you were...
And that's me.
When all the time you were...
That's me.
Oh, you dirty old devil.
Bertie, please be quiet.
At a price, certainly.
Now, look here, I'm not going to be...
Hello.
What?
Did I...
yes, my love.
Forward, Ramona wishes to meet top people.
Very well, my love. See you later, Chief.
With pleasure, sir.
I wanted to have a word with you, sir, about certain deficiencies, as a matter of fact.
Yes, quite right. I'm sure they can be discussed amicably.
Come on, sir.
Now... Have a nice day, sir. This way, ladies and gents, please. Come along.
Well, I'm sorry to trouble you, Chief Petty Officer, or whatever you are. Little Rex's always been a complete mystery to me, you understand? Well, you wouldn't, because we never met before, but if you knew me, you would if I make myself clear at all.
Eh?
Exactly. And a beautiful
side. I've no idea.
You haven't. Well, in that case, there's nothing more to be said, is there? And you'll just forget the whole thing, whatever it was.
Madam, are you Miss Queeg?
Well, there you have it, of course. To the best of my knowledge, I was for a lick. But so much has happened since then, you never credited. I mean, would it help at all if I was? I only ask those I am if you'll follow me.
No, not too well, but I'm doing my best. You're looking for your brother, Lieutenant Queeg, I presume.
Do you really? Well, that's your privilege, of course. And you're perfectly right. I am looking for Lieutenant... what was that name again?
Queeg. Madam, look, if you're looking for your brother, he's down in the engine room.
Is he really? He's in the engine room, you say?
Yes! I mean, yes, he is.
Well, he's got a lovely day for it. A lovely day. Now, just you relax and have fun. Good,
morning.
Is it really? How time flies. Good morning.
Ah, there you are, Chief. Everything going all, No, on second thought, that's a silly question. How are things?
Going nicely, sir.
I'll bet they are. Most of the visitors are going aboard with carrier bags.
Yeah, and that's not all. They seem to have got their nasty little penknives with them again as well.
In that case, sir, I reckon we better take the same defensive action as last year.
Pardon?
Put to sea, sir. Take a lot of them out on the briny, sir. A few tight turns where it's roughest, and this will be the shortest at home we've known, sir.
Oh, yeah. Do you think that's the answer? Last time you all came up on the bridge to see how it all worked.
Yeah. So while we were showing them, we hit a floating crane, a coal barge, and ran the docks. Head on.
Yes, well, at least they gave us a round of applause when it was over.
Oh, very well. Stand by to put to sea, gentlemen. We've got to get this shower off the ship somehow.
Left hand down a bit.
Pardon?
I said left hand... Madam, do you mind? I'm trying to navigate. Do you think you could possibly oblige me?
Certainly not. I'm Mrs. Purvis.
Sorry I asked.
Gentlemen, please, we're trying to sail the ship. We're not too good at it at the best of times. But...
Here, you with a flat hat. What's this bit, eh?
What? Oh, well, it's supposed to be fixed to the compass, actually.
Oh, well, it sort of came off in the hands, you see. You'll not miss it now, will you? Melt down lovely, that will.
Now, just a minute.
Butterfield, my dear chap, how absolutely whizzers to see you again.
Whittington.
Butterfield? Whittington?
The left hand down.
Oh, belt up, sir. I think I may have missed something here.
Well, really? My word, this is a live one. Life on the ocean waves is better than going to sea and all that. I was only thinking of you when the old naval estimates came up in the house recently. Old Butterfield's wanged these up all right, I thought.
Yes, well, Pertwee knows which family Whittington belongs to now, all right. You were saying, Mr. Phillips?
Was I?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes,
left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, sir. Another flaming chocolate eclair down me bosun's pie.
Oh, hard luck. Now then, move over, some of you.
Lummy, at last, Leslington. I say. What a bit of luck. Ha, ha, ha,
Letitia.
Hmm? Oh, yes, rather. Me. How about a brotherly flunker?
No, Letitia. No, Letitia, please.
Oh, go on.
No, I've got work to do.
Just a tiny flunker.
I'll go on. Forgive her a flunker for Pete's sake, rot on the flunk.
Oh, very well.
Stop.
Who said that?
Me. I'm not having sex on the bridge.
Well, it's all right. She's his sister.
Henry.
Yes, my love.
Take me away from this flirting den of iniquity.
Oh, but Ramona,
don't argue, Henry. Go on to seaboat. I demand to be put ashore.
I can't possibly.
Henry Bolsey, either you get me off this craft, or Ramona won't let you dunk your petty barbecue in her cocoa for the month.
Oh, nasty. Actually, it's all right, madam. We're just coming to the dock now again. Sir, head boat chief.
All right, boat chief, sir.
Bridge number one here.
In your room, or whatever it is down here. Miss Queeg speaking. My brother's not here just for the present, you understand. And neither is the lad who knows all about these engines and mechanical governs or whatever they are.
Miss Queeg.
Well, it's not a truce. I understand from my brother that the lad has hardly been here all this morning.
Miss Queeg.
My brother is away at the moment, inquiring how things are for the wee chap. So if that bell of yours was just some sort of message, it'll just have to wait until one of the other of them gets back.
Miss Queeg, this is an emergency. Slow ahead, both instead of full ahead, is the order.
Is that a fact? Is that a fact? Well, you just leave it with me. And I'll just see if I can find someone who's prepared to take up his interest. As a matter of regard to you all up here.
Mr. Phillips, sir. Mr. Phillips, sir, look out. The floating crane.
What?
There.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
Driver, we're out of control.
What could have told you that?
Mr. Phillips, never mind him ahead. Those barges.
Where?
Astern, sir. In tiny, tiny pieces.
Must be very badly made.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chatting. With regard to that crane, sir, I thought you might like to know.
Know what?
I'm practically port lookout now.
Good grief, what the blue-fisting business is going on? You try to ram and sink everything, but... Gee, look out!
Which way?
Ahead, the docks, you idiot! We're heading straight for the docks at full speed!
I say, I just thought... This is what happened.
Ah! Left hand.
Right.
Up a bit.
No, back a bit.
No, to you.
To me?
Now to him.
Not to him.
Away from me.
What an away.
Anyone else I can turn?
Oh, no. I mean,
two legs, my way.
Legs, everybody down!
All ashore, what's going ashore? Most of us already are.
Captain Purvis, I'd like to be the first to apologize for what on first sight may have seemed pretty bad form, but there is an explanation.
It's not available yet, but give us time and there will be one.
Never mind the blasted explanations. I'll do something for the visitors. Look after them. Pertwee.
Sir.
Treat them all for shock. Wrap them all in blankets.
Yes, sir. At once, sir. Blankets?
Yes, you fool. Blankets. You'll need about 120 at least.
120? 120 blankets.
Yes, what now? Well, of course, don't hang about, man. You drew at least that from main stores last week. Now, hurry, hurry.
Oh, yes. I meant to have a word with you about them. Only you were working late. I understood from your work.
I was working. Oh, no, no, not 120. You can't have done.
Yes, sir. Moth, sir. That's what it was, sir. Moth. They must have been starving.
All right, sir. Nobody seems to be hurt. Fortunately, most of our visitors were up the Sun, and they seem to think this is the way we usually dock.
It usually is.
You won't be doing it again. But look at the mess. I'll report a lot of you. You've really done it this time.
Well, without being too awkward, sir, you are the senior officer aboard, and you were on the bridge at the time of the little bump. Offhand, I'd say that makes you in command of the ship when it happened, sir.
What? Now, look here. I never did a... I know.
Engine room here, sir. Lieutenant Creek speaking. My sister says there was some sort of message I ought to know about.
Lieutenant Creek!
I was away, you see. I was away at the time, you see. Oh, but the lad is much better, by the way. He sends his best. He would have said so personally, but he's not actually here just for the present. A charming lad, though. Very tall, indeed. But very tall, isn't he?